In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is our Old Testament reading from Genesis 2 and Genesis 3. Brothers and sisters in Christ, today is Ash Wednesday, that day in the church year when many Christians around the world are marked with ashes on their foreheads as their pastor or priest looks at them in the eye and speaks those awful, tragic words. Remember, O man, that you are dust, and to dust shall you return. Dust and ashes. Today, we begin the church's holy season of Lent. And Lent is a time for reflecting on our own brokenness, on our own sins against others and God. It's a time for meditating on the suffering and death of Jesus Christ and for beholding in Jesus just how much God loves us. Today, of all days, we reflect on God's great love that reaches down into the dust. Literally, God formed man from the dust of the ground and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life and man became a living being. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground, the Lord God made to spring up every tree that is pleasant to sight and good for food, the tree of life in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But after that, Adam and his wife sinned against God by disobeying his commandments. And God pronounces judgment upon the serpent, then the woman, and then he turns to man. And to Adam, God said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree I've commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you. You shall eat the plants of the field. And by the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground. For out of it you are taken. For you are dust, and to dust shall you return. So from handfuls of dust and dirt, God made a living human being, created in his image. He took dust and he breathed into it the breath of life, and the dust became a man. That dust blinked his eyes and opened his mouth in wonder and praise to God. But because of human rebellion and sin, because of the disobedience of Adam and his wife, and you and me, God's decree is that Adam and every other human must die. The wages of sin is death. And so we must return to the dust and to the dirt from which God first formed us. Every one of us will die, must die, unless Jesus returns first. Every one of us will return to dust. Every one of us must return to the ground. It is a vital truth, a central truth of our world and of our human race. It's uncontroversial, it's self-evident. And yet, how rare is it to be directly told, you are dust, and to dust you will return. Ash Wednesday is sobering. It's sobering for parents to see the ashes traced on the foreheads of their children, and then to hear those awful, tragic words addressed to them, one by one, to their children, and then to them. Remember, O man, you are dust, and to dust shall you return. But it is true. True for each and every one of us. And this dose of reality, it calls us to repentance and then to joy. To joy because as a Christian, I know Jesus Christ, my mighty Savior, crucified and risen, who has won for me forgiveness and resurrection and eternal life. But these blunt words, these ashes, they also call me to repentance. My sin grieves my God. My sin has brought wretchedness and death into God's good creation, into my life and into the lives of others. Dust and ashes throughout the Bible are associated with repentance. Job repented in dust and ashes. The straggling remnant left after Jerusalem was destroyed sat down on the ground and poured dust on their head. And after listening to Jonah, the king of Nineveh sat down in a pile of ashes. Dust and ashes convey repentance, humility, and mourning over sin. Why dust? Why ashes? What is dust? What are ashes? Dust and ashes are the stuff of utter destruction, nothingness, and worthlessness. All that stood, all that was built up, all that was seemingly strong and secure and magnificent is now torn down, burned down, destroyed, undone. Think of the mushrooming cloud of dust and ashes from an atomic bomb. Whatever was in its path is now dust and ashes. Think of the billowing waves of dust and ashes from the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center, or the dusty rubble and ashes of Jerusalem's charred ruins when God sent armies of Babylon to march against it. And what of the millions of human beings who have preceded us in the world? Where are they now? What has become of them? Kings and queens, butlers and beggars. They are but dust and ashes. In the Old Testament, God called cities and nations to repent and to turn to the Lord for mercy. His prophets warned them. Isaiah declared, "The high fortifications of his walls God will bring down. He will lay them low. He will cast them to the ground to dust." Elsewhere, he declares, "You will be brought low. From the dust of the earth you shall speak, and from the dust of your speech you will be bowed down. Your voice shall come to the ground like the voice of a ghost, and from the dust your speech shall whisper." Men had defied God, turned away from God, opposed others, exalted themselves. They refused to acknowledge their sin, to humble themselves, to seek God's mercy and help in their time of need. And so God declared their end, dust and ashes. He warned them. Much like he warned Adam, "You are dust, and to dust shall you return." Today, God speaks the same sobering sentence to you as he does to me. Remember, O man, that you are dust, and to dust shall you return. But notice this also. Dear friends in Christ, the sober reminder quoted to you on Ash Wednesday is not the full verse from Genesis. Recall what God said to Adam just before this: "By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. For you are dust, and to dust shall you return." It is true that because of sin, you and I must return to dust. But there is a God who reaches down into the dust and who gives life to men. Behold, the great and magnificent love of God reaching down into the dirt on the sixth day of creation. Behold, the love of God manifested as He who is the resurrection and life formed our first father. Adam had nothing, was nothing, deserved nothing. He was just dirt. But God's love made him, breathed into him, raised him up from the dust to live under God, to know God, to enjoy life with God. And He gave them every good thing and everything for food, for their benefit, for their good. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you are dust, and you will return to dust. But remember that long ago, at the beginning, God took us from the ground, raised us up from the dust, enlivened us with His divine breath and love, and one day soon, that great and glorious and last trumpet shall sound, and God will reach down into the dust yet again, into your grave, into your dust, and He will raise your body up again. In love, God will give shape to your dust. In love, He will breathe into your lifeless corpse the breath of life. In love, He will reach down and draw you up to share in the joy of Jesus' own resurrection. We who are dust will share in Jesus' glory and life, all because Jesus set aside His glory and laid down His life on the cross to share in our dust and our death. The one who created us from the dust in love was crucified and buried because of hate. The one who created us from the dust in love staggered and fell into the dust, pressed down under the weight of the cross that He carried. The one who created us from the dust in love hung on the cross in pain and shame and nakedness, covered only in dust and blood. The one who created us from the dust in love poured out His blood for those who would not know Him. And His blood ran down His face, His arms, His side, His legs, and dripped down into the dust below. And from that dust, His blood cries out. From that dust, His blood speaks out of love. Father, forgive them. Pardon them. Restore them. Resurrect them. For I have shed my blood for them, for the forgiveness of their sins and for their eternal life with you. My dear saints of Holy Cross and Emmanuel, God loves you. God, His love for you is so high that He reaches down into the dust to have you and to help you. Back in the first week of the world, when God scooped up that dirt, He looked ahead to His resurrection. And God scooped up that dirt to form Adam. He knew that the day would come when He would have to do this for Adam again. For all His children, for you. And God scooped up that dirt to form Adam. And He also knew what it would cost. The lifeblood of His divine Son. Behold His great love for you, even then. And so the Father bent down, and the Son at His side, and the Spirit there hovering, creating with Him, reaching down with Him into that dirt, that He might have you, that He might help you, that He might love you. Today is Ash Wednesday. Today You are dust. But the dust, the ashes, and the sadness are not, they are not the always. They are not forever. They are only for a lifetime. They are only for a moment. The one who is the resurrection and the life, the one who created life and destroyed sin and death through his cross and empty tomb, Jesus Christ our Lord, is present even here, even now, even in the dust, even in the ashes. And he has loved you with an everlasting love that lifts up from the ash heap of your sin, that pulls you out of the devil's mounds of accusations, and that will one day raise you up from the dust in his glory. To him be glory forever. Amen.